Leland Searles of Leeward Solutions, LLC, is a consulting ecologist in Marshalltown, Iowa. He has been a field botanist and zoologist for more than 30 years and is a public speaker on topics related to ecological goals. Recently, he became a spokesperson for the Be Wild, Rewild program. Did you ever feel disconnected from nature?
Oh, yes. I quip sometimes about being a pre-adolescent youth and being interested in nature and murdering a lot of butterflies for a collection. Oh, I got a new species today. It was a, you know, I didn't appreciate the life that I was destroying.
Do you remember any experience you had that helped you make that transition from being a butterfly hunter to somebody who actually thinks about the butterfly?
There were a lot of experiences. Some of them were with people I'd call mentors. Some of it was going through crises of various kinds. So it was a process of maturation for me, process of growing up.
How does that transition make you feel personally?
I'm more content to live in the world I imagine now than the one I imagined as a killer of butterflies. It's not always happy. I should distinguish there. Mm-hmm. It's contentment.
A lot of people feel afraid of nature. Can you talk a little bit about that and how the program tries to allay that fear?
Well, let me start with a personal example. This happened to me up in Minnesota one summer. We had an above-ground swimming pool filled with chlorine, pure water, clean. Except one day, I hopped in the pool, and a giant water bug came at me with its proboscis, its beak stuck out at me. The bug itself is about an inch long, and the beak's another half an inch. Usually, they attack small things like frogs, and they inject the frogs with a poison. So here's a giant water bug in my pool, and I'm under attack. Well, I was a little fearful at that moment, right? I reacted quickly, and I caught the bug and actually mounted it in an insect display. That was its fate. You know, I won. So the point being, we can experience fear from a lot of things. Some of them are really small, like mosquitoes. Well, if you stop and think about it from the water bug's perspective, or the mosquito's perspective, or a mountain lion, all they want to do is eat. They want a meal. They need a water supply. They need good shelter. They just want a place to live. They are like us. But we've detached ourselves in such a way that we can pretend to control. We wanted to take total control of the landscape around us. And that, I think, is probably the source of all the problems.